ఉంటుందా?
ఏమేద్యోగ్యసంబర్మాసమాధిగమ్యమహేశ్వర కృష్ణం వ్యాకరణం ప్రోక్తం తస్మై పాణినే నమః. వాక్యకారంభరచిం హర్షకారంభపతంజలిం పాణినిం సూత్రకారం చ ప్రణతోష్ణమునిత్రయం మునిత్రయం నమస్తస్య తదుక్తీశ్వరిభాగ్య చ వైయాకరణసిద్ధాంతకౌముదీయం విరచ్యతే. కెన్ యు నాట్ హియర్ మీ వెల్? How many people here have not attended my first year Samatha classes? Everybody needs to know before we do samasa. So just as a recap, we'll do this introduction part and then we'll do a quick recap of what we should have learned in the first year syllabus before we enter the second year syllabus. So as you know, I think the second year syllabus will start from upapada samasa. So we've already covered avyayibhava and half of tatpurusha, all the samanya tatpurusha until the praja samasa. So we'll do a quick introduction of the basic concept of samasa. So, for people who have not used this tool before, I think, I mean, most of you would have, except a few who attended only the MA classes. So there is an option to raise your hand. There is no hand symbol. If you have any questions, you can either raise your hand or you can type in your questions in the chat window, which is at the bottom. There is a panel on your right, so at the bottom there is a chat window, so you can either use that to type in or you can raise your hand. So you can either unmute you or answer your question. So any time, please feel free to ask anything to be repeated or if you have a question. So even if your questions come the part which was covered earlier, you can still ask that.
ఏక వృత్తి
అడు వృత్తి నామక ద్రష్టవ్య సంస్కృత భాషా అథవా వ్యాకరణే పంచవృత్తయ సంతి వృత్తి నామక సముదాయ విశిష్ట ఏకార్థ ప్రతిపాదిక వృత్తి ఇది వృత్తే లక్షణం సముదాయ సత్య వృత్తి. So the first thing is there is a samudaya, either prakriti pratyaya or two words, two or more words. If you take samasa, there are more words. So samudaya shaktya, by the capacity of the group as a whole to represent vishishta ekartha pratipadika, a single meaning which is different from the meanings of each of the constituents. So if you have two different words, say Sitam Ambaram Yachitaha. This is more obvious in Bahuvrihi, but it is there in all Vrittis. So Sitam Ambaram Yachitaha Sitambaraha iti samasaha kriyate. Sitam Ambaram iti parayoha samudayaha Sitambara yachitaha asti. Kintu Sita shabdasya arthaha Sita varanaha, Ambara shabdasya arthaha Vastram yachitaha, किन्तु पीताम्बर इति समासेन कश्चन विशिष्टः अर्थः प्रतीयते. सो इट् इस् संथिङ्ग् मोर् देन् वाट् इस् गिवन् बै द इण्डिविजुवल् काम्पोनेण्ट्. So this is very obvious in Bahuvrihi, but even in other cases, even when you say Rajyaha Purushaha and Raja Purushaha, according to Varama, there is a separate meaning which is conveyed by the Samudaya as a whole. It is not just individuals. Okay, like, this is like saying that the power of two individuals combined is more than what it would be individually. The sum of parts, the whole is more than the sum of its parts. That is exactly what is Vritti. समुदाय शक्त्या विशिष्ट एकार्थ प्रतिपादिका वृत्तिः. एतादृश्यः वृत्तयः पञ्चधा. देयर आर फाइव काइंड्स ऑफ वृत्ति व्हिच आर देयर. सो कृद्वृत्तिः, कृत् इति प्रत्ययः, धातुभ्यः प्रत्ययाः विधीयन्ते. सिं प्रत्यय भिन्नाः सर्वेपि कृत्प्रत्ययाः इति उच्यते. पचति इति पाचकः, तत्र पच् इति धातुः अस्ति, नुल् इति प्रत्ययः अस्ति, प्रत्ययस्य अर्थः कर्ता, प्रत्ययति धातोः अर्थः व्यापारः. पाचकः इत्युक्ते यः पाकं करोति, या व्यक्तिः पाकं करोति सः सः पाचकः इत्युच्यते. सकृत् कृदन्तः कन्सिडर्ड् टु बी वदति. तद्धितवृत्ति तथैव तद्धितप्रत्ययः, धातुभ्यः तत्प्रत्ययः, स्वस्तृकेभ्यः तद्धितप्रत्ययः. दशरथस्य अपत्यं दाशरथिः, दाशरथी इति तद्धितवृत्तिः. समासः राज्ञः पुरुषः, राजपुरुषः, समासः वृत्तिः. एकशेषः यत्र द्वयोः पदयोः समस्तयोः एक एव एकमेव पदं शिष्यते. एकशेषः, वन् इस् लेफ्ट् द अदर् इस् नाट् हर्. माता च पिता च इत्यनयोः एकशेषे पितरौ, पिता पितृशब्द एव शिष्यते, मातृशब्दः न श्रूयते. अतः एकशेषः, एकशेषः इस् नाट् अ समासः. You have ekashesha in your syllabus, but it is not a samasa. Sanatyanta dhatavaha. Dhatubhyaha punaha ichha arthe. Anyesha arthe shita. Ketana patyayaha vidhiyanta. Pathitum ichhati, pipathishati. So there are many of these. You have vijyasa, pipasa, all those are san pratyayanta. So there are 12 pratyayas. Sanityach, Kamyach, Nich, Ning, etc. So they are all combined under Sanadhyanta Dhatu Vritti. So these are called the five vrittis, among which Samasa is one. So Vigraha Namakaha, Vritti Vigraha. They are the two basic concepts which are common to all of these. So Vigraha, Vrittyarthava Bodhatam Vakyam Vigraha. Yena Vakyena Vrittehe Arthaha Uchyate, Saha Vigraha Uchyate. So a sentence which gives the meaning of the, for example, pachakaha iti vrittihi, pachati iti pachakaha, so he who sarvasa vrittishu bhavati, dasharathasya apatyam, dasharathihi iti vrittihi, dasharathasya apatyam iti vigraha, rajapurushaha iti vrittihi, rajyaha purushaha iti vigraha. So vigraha is common to all the vrittis, not just to samasa, to all. That is a sentence which gives the meaning of the vritti. So, vigrahavakya avayava padarthebhyaha paraha anyaha yoyam vishishtaha ekarthaha tatpratipadika vrittihi. So, the power of vritti lies in representing a meaning, ekarthaha. So, when there are more components to convey meaning as one whole, vishishtaha, which is distinct from the meaning of each of the components. Vigrahavakya avayava padarthebhyaha paraha अन्यः योऽयं विशिष्टः एकार्थः तत्प्रतिपादिकः वृत्तिः. सो दट् इस् द केपासिटि आफ् वृत्ति. सो अण्डर् दट् वि हाव् द समास, समसनं समासः इति समासस्य, समास इति पदस्य विग्रहः. समासः इत्यपि वृत्तिः, कृद् कृदन्तः शब्दः, तस्य विग्रहवाक्यं समसनं. तत्तु कम्बैन् समासः. अनेकस्य पदस्य एकपदीभवनं समासः. सो दिस् इस् अ जनरल् डेफिनेशन् विच् वि गिव्. हि लुक् एट् पाणिनि, हि डस् नाट् डिफैन् वट् इस् अ समासः. हि डस् नाट् ट्रै टु से एकपदीभवनं वा समसनं वा, किमपि न दीयते पाणिनिना. पाणिनिना किम् उच्यते? सो इट्स् लुक् एट् कम् बेक् टु दिस्. प्राक् कडारात् समासः इत्यधिकारः. सो पाणिनिना केवलम् एकम् अधिकारसूत्रं विधीयते. hopefully you are all familiar with the different kinds of sutras. Adhikara Sutra is one that covers a range of other sutras. It does not carry a separate meaning of its own, but it operates along a range of sutras. It is like a heading. So, Prakarara Samasaha. Dvitiyadhyayasya Prathamapade Tritiyam Sutram. Ita Arabhya Kadara Karmadharaye. Prak Kadara. Kadara Karmadharaye. It is Sutramasti. Dvitiyadhyayasya Dvitiyapadasya Ashtatrimshatramam Sutram. So, Tatsutra Paryantam Samasadhikarasa. Panini simply says that whatever is told in these two padas, so the first and second pada of the second chapter of the Ashtadhyayi, so whatever is told in these two sutras will be called samasa. Okay, that is his definition. You can see, I mean, even as we go on Tatpurusha Bahuvrihi, so he does not go into the semantic part, that is the meaning of it. He does not do it as per, I mean, he does not define what is a samasa. He just says, these are samasas. Similarly, Bahuvrihi, he does not say Anyapadartha Pradhanaha Bahuvrihi, because it is not something which holds good. It is just a general statement, as we will see later again. It is just a general statement which may hold good in a majority of cases, but not in all. So he just makes some set of samasas and he gives a name, Samya as Bahuvrihi or Tatpurusha or Dvandva. So these are not Anvartha Samya, and it is not that you can define according to the meaning what is a samasa. I mean, what is each kind of a samasa. So these, whatever is, we see, I mean, samasanam, samasa, etc., they are all not from the sutra, right? So they are just, I mean, in this introduction part, I'm not going as per any text. It is just a general introduction. So as a general definition, you can say, anekasya padasya ekapadi bhavanam, where many, more than one word combines to form a single word, is what is a samasa. Sitayaha patihi jasti vigraha. So that is the explanation. Sitayaha patihi, the husband of Sita. Sita pati iti samastam padam. Vrittihi. Tatpurusha samasaha. The samasa is called Tatpurusha, where we find that Sita was an independent word, pati was an independent word. What is a word? Padam namaki. Suptingantam padam is the basic definition which we should have. The pada is either a subanta or a singanta. So, anekasya padasya, sitayaha patihi. Here you define, I mean, you identify the pada by two supratyaya. Sitayaha ityatra nasvratyaya hasti, pati ityatya supratyaya hasti, dhinne pade. Sitapati is this, samastat pada ekaha supratyaha. So now there is a single word carrying a single supratyaya, which is sitapati. Anekasya padasya ekapadi bhavanam samasaha. So sitayaha patihi iti vigraha, sitapatihi iti samastam padam, tatpurusha samasaha. So panihilitya prakarara samasaha. Chalena, dvitiyadhyayasya prathamapade dvitiyapade vidyamanaihi sutraihi yadyat pratipaditam tat sarvam samasa padena abhidhiyate. So samasa sambandhaha kechan sadharana niyamaha subantanam eva samasaha. A very basic rule. Subantanam samasaha. So singantanam. So singanta, dinanda singanta is a pada. So that is why the definition which is given is not very accurate. Anekasya padasya. Not every word can combine in a samasa. Singantanam samasaha. Nasti iti sadharana samasa. Subantayantaha tingantasya samasaha api na bhavati. Sup supa samasyate ityeva. Saha supa iti sutram. Since you already learned the sutras and meanings of sutra, saha supa iti sutram. So, dvitiyadhyaye prashnamasye samasthaspadavihi subha mantrite parangavatsvare rakshadara samasaha saha supa. Saha supa subha mantrite tisma supiti anuvartate subantam subantena samasyate. Sarvatra, starting from here in the entire samasa prakarana, again we have this as an adhikara. Saha supa, supa nama subantena saha samasaha. a word will combine with a svarna. So, on a general note, almost 98% of the samasas are between svarnas. There are a few exceptions. One exception is what we call upapada samasa, where the vigraha is given as kumbham karoti. So generally we say kumbham karoti to kumbhakaraha. But technically even here it is not a samasa, it is a tinganta. Tingantena saha samasaha na kumbham karoti iti upapada samase, kumbha iti shabdasya. Krudantena kara shabdena samasaha na tu tingantena. We will see this again as we come to the details of upapada samasa. So here it is not directly a samasa, it is a tinganta. Charoti iti tingantena samasaha na. I am Akvapara Vigraha iti kure, kumbha kara iti padadvayam tayoh samasaha bhavati. So there are a few exceptions to this. Khadata modata ityatra tingantayoh samasaha. Khadata modata iti asyam priyayam. So this is an idiom, okay, where it says, it refers to an occasion where the word khadata modata, khadata is eat, modata is enjoy, are used frequently. Say, there are some special occasions, say a dinner which is being arranged, a party, where the words are being used. So then, to refer to that occasion itself, we have the thing as khadata modata. Okay, there is, it's a special case where tinganta, khadata modata iti, lotlakare vidyamane tingante, sayoh samasah drishyate. Evameva, edhi yavam ityadishu, tinganta subandhaiva samasah drishyate. These are called kevala samasas. As I said, they are very, very, very rare. Not even 1% of all samasas fall under this category. So, as a general rule, subanta anameva samasah. Subantasya subantena samasah itteva sadharana yama. Khagaha is similar to kumbhakara. Yes, khe gachati iti khagaha. It is a upada samasa. You have kha and the kha is a subanta and you have a sutta pratyaya. Yes, I mean, that way it is similar. These are not upapada samasas. Khadata modata and ehiyamam are not upapada samasas. They are called what we call the kevala samasa. We come to the classification of samasas. What we call a kevala samasa. There is actually no sutra which gives the samasa. There are a couple of vastikas which allow for the formation of such compounds. They are not classified under any category of Tatpurusha or Bahuvehi or Andhva, it is just a kevala. So the first rule, Subandhasya Subandhena Samasaha. Samanyataha Dvayohu Dvayohu Samasaha. And there is when you are trying to split compounds, 2 by 2. You first take the first two words and make a samasa, and that samasa will combine with the next word, that will combine with the next word. Sanskrit, the speciality of Sanskrit is we have the option for making huge samasas. I mean, huge means, that which is probably unimagined in any other language. You can have say 3 or 4 lines of a single word, which is a samasta pada. Because you can go on combining, making samasas, okay? Of course, there should be meaning. When it comes to meaning, if you look at the Gadya Kavyas, like say Vana or Dandi, you find such instances where there are huge samasas. But it does not mean you take all the words and combine them together. Okay? You just go step by step. Okay? So the steps are, you take the two, make a samasa, then take that word and combine, add one. Okay? So that is how we generally make a samasa. Raja Purusha Agamanam. Raja Purusha Agamanam. Iti Trini Padani Santi. So Prakatham Adau Rajyaha Purushaha Raja Purushaha. Raja Purushasya Agamanam Raja Purusha Agamanam. You can add one more. You can add Pratiksha. Raja Purusha Agamanasya Pratiksha. Raja Purusha Agamana Pratiksha. And so on. But you cannot make a samasa together as Rajyaha Purushasya Agamanasya Pratiksha. So samasa is wrong. Okay. So samasa is between 2 and 2 generally. Again, I mean, all these have exceptions. द्वंद्व समासे तो युगपत बहु नाम के पदा नाम समासः भवितुम् अर्हति. इन द्वंद्व वी कैन ऐड मीन टुगेदर. से रामस्य लक्ष्मणस्य भरतस्य शत्रुघ्नश्च राम लक्ष्मण भरत शत्रुघ्नः इत्येतत् भवितुम् अर्हति. सो दिस इज पॉसिबल इन द्वंद्व बिकॉज द्वंद्व इज फॉर कंजंक्शन. यू कैन put in more than one, but generally if you are taking Tatpurusha or Bahuvrihi or the other cases, it is two words at a time. There is a question. Khadata Modata is a Subanta. Samasaha Subanta eva. Khadata Modata is a Sikriya. It's a Srilinga word. You add the task pratyaya, it becomes like Rama. You have Khadata Modata. Subanta eva. समासः सर्वदा सुबन्त एव भवति. यतोहि तत्कथित समासाश्च इत्यनेन प्रातिपदिक संज्ञा अस्तु. न द्विडुव समासः विकम द प्रातिपदिक वेडसि प्रत्यय इट बिकम द सुबन्त. समर्थयोरेव समासः इति अग्रिमः नियमः. प्रथमः सुबन्तयोरेव समासः, द्वितीयः द्वयोर्द्वयोः युगपत् समासः, तृतीयः समर्थयोरेव समासः. This is what is given by Panini first. Okay. Samartha padavidhini itena arabhyate saha padaha. Padaha. Padavidhini yatra padayohu saha padasya vidhini kriyate tatra samartha shrutaha bhojyaha. Samarthyam namakim paraspara annitayohu subantayoreva samartha. So what exactly is samartha? We saw last time there are two kinds of samartha, ekarthi bhava and yatecha. So samartha is required for both a sentence and a samartha. Even for making a correct sentence, there is samartha. I mean, you can only combine words which are linked to each other. You cannot simply put some random words and make a sentence. Okay? So even in a sentence, each word has to be related. So that is what we call a vyapeksha samartha. Whereas the ekarthi bhava samartha is what is there in a samasa. Okay? So the capacity of two words to combine and convey a single meaning. Ekarthi bhava. Ekam artham pratipadayitum samarthyam yadbhavati tadeva ekarthi bhava samarthyam ityuchyate. So paraspara annitayoreva. Udaharanam rajyah putraha rajaputraha son of a king. So iti ityatra paraspara annayah asti. Raja is related to putra, putra is related to rajan. So we do the samasa rajaputraha iti. Yadi paraspara annayah nasti tatra samasaha na bhavati. Standard example which he gives is Bhavati Darshanam Rajyaha Putrashchorasya Dhavati. Rajyaha Darshanam Bhavati Sati Saptami Prayogaha. On seeing the king, Rajyaha Darshanam Bhavati Chorasya Putraha Dhavati. The son of this thief runs away. So he runs away on seeing the king. Tatra Adi Rajyaha Putraha Ityasti. If you have Rajyaha, you have Putraha. But they are not related to each other. Rajyah ityasya darshane anvayah, putraha ityasya chore anvayah, chorasya putraha rajyah darshanam. Atra bhavati darshanam rajaputraha iti na bhavati. It's very obvious. So this is what we call the ekarthi bhava samarthya. Capacity or the potential of two words to combine and convey a single related meaning is samarthya. So you cannot simply take any two words and combine them. So the meaning or the capacity, the samarthya between them is very, very important. Okay. So rajaputrasya putra padasya paraspara annaya bhava samasaha na bhavati. So three basic rules to be kept in mind whenever we do a samasa. Vantanam samasaha, dayodvayod samasaha, samarthanam samasaha. The Purvapadam, Uttarapadam, very obvious. The Purvatra Shriyamanam Padam, Purvapadam, Uttaratra Shriyamanam Padam, Uttarapadam. Chora, Bhayam, Chora iti Purvapadam, Bhayam iti Uttarapadam. Very, very basic. But the thing to be kept in mind is, Bahutra Samasesu, Purvapadasya Niyamaha Bhavati. We have studied many of these, I think, in the first year. Upasarjanam Purvam, see that which is an Upasarjana, is generally put first. Okay, Rajadantadishu Param. Dantanam Raja, Rajadantaha. So there are some cases where it will be Param. So there are specific rules which with regard to Purvapada and Uttarapada, which has to be kept in mind. Whether we say Chorat Bhayam or say Bhayam Chorat, Samastapadam to Chorabhayam Itseva Bhavati. Bhaya Shabdasya Puranipatam Nasti. Chorabhayam Itseva. Rajyaha Putraha, Raja Putraha. Putraha Rajyaha, Raja Putraha. Okay, so in both cases, the Samasa is the same. In the Vigraha, whatever is the order, the Samastapada is the same in this case, Raja Putraha. In most cases, it is the same. There are a few cases where it might vary. Harishya Harashya Hariharau. Harashya Harishya Hariharau. Tatrapi Yamahasti. Hariharau Itseva Samasaha. Harahari Iti Nabhavati. Okay. So there are specific rules for Purva Nipata. That is what we call the Purva Nipata. A word to become a Purva Pada. There are specific rules. So there are cases where Ubhayatha Bhavitam Arhati. Kukkutasya Mayuricha, Kukkuta Mayuryau. Mayuricha Kukkutasya, Mayura Kukkutau. It's a very good matter. Ubhayathapi. Depending on the Vigraha, the Samasa might change. But in a majority of the cases, the order will be fixed. So, Samasa Prakriyata. Ado Subantanam Samasa. So you take Subanta, two Subanta. Rajyaha, Putraha, Sutaya, Patihi, whatever. So, Samase Kriyamane Himbhavati, Purvottara Padayohu, Suprisupti, Rukhyate. Subantaha, Chitre, Supratyaya Harti, Purvapada, Kachana Vibhakti, Kachana Vibhakti, Pratyaya Harshuyate, Uttara Pada, Kachana Vibhakti, Pratyaya Harshuyate, Bhayohu, Pratyaya Yohu, Lopaha, Kim Sutram, anybody remember? Prasuti? Okay. Supa dhatu pratiparikayoho, I think, sutram. Dhatu pratiparikayoho, supaha, lopaha bhavati ityanayah. Because you do a samasa, Samastapadasya, Krishnachita Samasasya Ichanena, Pratipatika Samyam Bhavati, Ataha Tanmadhye Vidyamanaha, Supratyaha, Lupyate, Supodhatu Pratipatika Yohu Ichanena, Lopaha, Sitayaha, Patihi, Ngat, Sivakti Pratyaha, Sita iti Pratipatikate, Su iti Prathamayakti Pratyaha, Pati Shabdate, Sita Pati iti Samastam Padam, Tatra Ngat Pratyaya, Supratyaya, Supodhatu Pratipatika Yohu Ichanena, Lopaha. Idani samastha padato punaha subhibhakti yojyate. So we add a new supratyaya to the samastha pada. Okay, so that pratyaya will depend on the meaning, the linga, vachana, etc. Okay, so depending on it, Sita Pati, if you want to say Rajnyaha Putraha, Rajaputraha, Rajaputra iti samastham padam, tataha japratyaya bhavati. Rajaputrena Ramyate Yukte, Rajaputra iti samastam padam, Tatrapi Rajyaha Putraha, Raja Nat Putrasu iti bhavati, Nataha Suprateshita Lopaha, Rajaputra iti sute, Tataha Taprateya. Okay, so we add a new Prateya. It is not the same Prateya which is being retained. Especially it is not the Prateya of the Uttarapada which is being retained. Even though Sitayaha Patini Sita Patihi, Patihi iti shruyate, Atra vidyamanaha pratyaha bhinnaha, avayave vidyamanaha pratyaha bhinnaha. Okay, so the pratyaya on the avayavas is always deleted. The only exception of anukhamasa. The pratyaya of the components is always deleted and there is a new pratyaya which is being added to the samastha pada as a whole. Because if you cannot just retain the pratyaya from the previous component, because that pratyaya is added only on pati, so it conveys the meaning of only pati. Okay. So now we need a pratyaya which conveys the linga and vachana of the samastha pada. So it is a new pratyaya. Samastha pada se nitanataya subhivakti yojyate, depending on the meaning and other conditions of the samastha pada. Okay. So how do we do a samasa? Which are the, say if you have a samasa, what are the different things that do we know? Ado samasa vidhayakam shastram. is there a sutra which allows for a particular samasa? It's important because there are some cases where the meaning might be, say for example, the famous example is the word Guru Dakshina. So it is the Dakshina which is given to the Guru. Vakya kimuchyate gurave dakshina diyate. Dakshina is given to the Guru. Chaturthi vibhakti ki upayuchyate. Kintu chaturthyam tasya samasah na bhavati. Because there is no shastra. Chaturthi tadarthartha balihita sukha rakshitaihi is utram. So tadartha artha balihita sukha rakshita. Etaihi shabdaihi eva chaturthyantam samasyate. Dakshina shabdena chaturthyantasya samasah na vihitah. Vidhayakam shastram nasti ityatah. यद्यपि गुरवे दक्षिणा इति व्यस्त प्रयोगः साधुः द विग्रह इज करेक्ट मीन यू कैन यूज गुरवे दक्षिणा बट यू कैन नॉट कंबाइन दीस टू वर्ड्स टू फॉर्म गुरु दक्षिणा सामर्थ्यमस्ति सुवंतत्वमस्ति सर्वमस्ति तथापि समासः न भवति चतुर्थी समासः न भवति गुरवे दक्षिणा इति स्थिते गुरु दक्षिणा इति न भवति गुरोः दक्षिणा गुरु दक्षिणा गुरु संबंधी गुरु संबंधिनी दक्षिणा So Guru Dakshina as a samasa is possible, but it is not Chaturthi samasa, it is a Shashti samasa, Guroho Dakshina. Gurave Dakshina as a vigraha is possible, but Gurave Dakshina is not the vigraha for Guru Dakshina. Okay? So that is what, I mean, this is this part which makes samasa slightly complicated, because there are cases where like this, the Vyasta Prayoga might seem correct, I mean it might be correct, but the samasa might not happen. So the most important thing in samasa prakarana is to know the rules. Okay, the sutrani niyatavyani. Samasa vidhayakam shastram. Yatra shastram asti, tatraiva samasaha kartum shakyaha. Yadi shastram nasti, tarhi there are some general samasas like shashti. So shashtyantam subantena samasthite. Shashti can generally combine with any subanta. So that will be the default. But for specific samasas like tritiya tatpurusha, chaturthi tatpurusha, etc., you need the shastra. So the important thing in learning the samasa prakarana is to also know the ashtadhyayi. Okay, that's the easiest way. So the samasa prakarana is not very huge in the ashtadhyayi. It's only two padas. Okay, the first pada has some 72 sutras. The second has some 38 sutras. The 2.1 and 2.2. So together it's less than 100 sutras per, I mean, slightly more than 100 maybe, for the samasa. So it's very easy if you go by the Ashtadhyayi. If you think of Tritiya Samasa, there are some 7 or 8 sutras. If you can recollect those, you will know easily where it will fit in and if it will fit in at all. So Samasa Vidhayakam Shastram Kim Iti Adav Gyantavyam Tataha Purva Padam Nirnayaha Vigraha Asti Samasa Kataha Purva Padam Kim Bhavet Iti Nirnayaha Tatra Api there are not much, there are some 5 or 6 sutras in all which cover Purvanipata, that is which decide which word should come first. So if you recollect that, we can know which to place first. Harishta Harashta iti bhavato, Harashta Harishta Hari Hara. Okay. Tupaha Lope Krute Hari Hara iti bhavati. Asava Hara Hari iti bhavati. Satra Purvanipata Kasya. Dvandvedhi ityasti. Jihamya Kam Padam. Dvandve Purva Padam Bhavati ityataha. Purvatra Hari Shabda Eva Bhavati iti nirnayaha. ततः समस्त पदस्य लिंगस्य निर्णयः कर्तव्यः. What is the linga of the समस्त पद? This again will depend on the kind of the samasa. त्रयाणां लोकानां समाहारः इत्यस्ति. लोक शब्दः पुल्लिंगे, किन्तु त्रिलोक इति शब्दः स्त्रीलिंगे, त्रिलोकी इति भवति. So this will depend, okay, on different samasas. तत्पुरुषे लिंगविधायकानि सूत्राणि भवन्ति, बहुव्रीहौ भिन्नानि, द्वन्द्वे भिन्नानि इत्यादि. So these are all the different aspects which you should know before we can make a samasa. Tataha, purva pade kadachit visheshaha bhavati. There are some special karyas which are told for the purva pada. Dirgha rajjuhu ityaste. Dirgha rajjuhu iti samasaha. Vigrahe dirgha iti akarantam shuyate. Samasa etu dirgha rajjuhu ityaho bhavati. Katham iti chetu pumbadbhavaha. Yes, so where you studied all this in the first year, the Srilinga word will take on the Pullinga. For example, Bhavatyaha Putraha, it is Srilinga Siddhati, Bhavat Putraha, it is Bhavati, Sarvanamnaha Pumvathavaha. So this is one of the specialities which might happen. So Rajyaha Putraha, इत्यस्ति। तत्र राजन् पुत्र इति राजन् इति प्रातिपदिकं, राज्ञः इत्यत्र नकारान्तं प्रातिपदिकं राजन्, पुत्र इति प्रातिपदिकं। समस्ते तु राजपुत्रः नकारः लुप्यते, नकार इस् नाट् हर्ड् इन् द समास। सो देर् आर् सर्टन् सत्कार्यस् विच् आर् इण्टेण्डेड् फार् द पूर्वपद, सो वी शुड् नो इफ् देर् इस् एनी सच् स्पेशल् थिङ्ग् विच् अप्लैस् फार् द पूर्वपद। उत्तरपदे कदाचित् विशेषाः भवन्ति, काश्याः राजा इत्यस्ति, काशीराजन् इति नकारान्तं, किन्तु काशीराजा इति न भवति, काशीराजः इति भवति। सो नकारान्तस्य तत्र अकारान्तत्वं सम्पाद्यते, दिस् इस् वाट् वी काल् समासान्त। देर् आर् सर्टन् प्रत्ययस् विच् आर् अडेड् अट् द एण्ड् आफ् द समास टु मोडिफै द फैनल् लेटर् आर् द एण्डिङ्ग् आफ् द समास। सो देर् आर् सर्टन् स्पेशल् कार्यस् फार् द उत्तरपद। सर्वा रात्रिः इत्यस्ति, सर्वरात्रः इति भवति, एवमेव नवरात्रः द फेस्टिवल्, इवन् दो वि काल् इट् एस् नवरात्रि, द एक्चुवल् वर्ड् इस् नवरात्र, नवरात्रोत्सवः इत्येव। सकारान्तत्वं पुल्लिङ्गत्वं भवति। सो देर् आर् डिफरेण्ट् थिङ्ग्स् विच् केन् हेपन् देर् एण्ड् देन् देर् आर् थिङ्ग्स् विच् केन् हेपन् इन् बिट्वीन् द टु, देर् इस् सन्धि, देर् आर् टु वर्ड्स्, सो गणानाम् ईशः, यु हेव् गण ईश, सन्धिः भवति, यु हेव् गणेश। सो देर् आर् थिङ्ग्स् फार् ओन्ली द पूर्वपद, देर् आर् कार्यास् फार् द उत्तरपद, there are karyas which involve both, like asandhi, mostly asandhi which might happen. So if you remember, samase samhita nitya. Sandhi happens when there is samhita, right? Parasandhi karcha samhita, varanana atishaitaha sannidhi. Sacha samhita, samhita ekapade nitya, nitya dhatu upasargayohu, nitya samase. So it is a compulsory samhita in a samasa, which means that the sandhi is also compulsory. If it is a sentence, you can say iti api or ityapi. Tatra sandhim kartum akartum va svatantyam vidyate. Kintu gana ishaha idishchate sandhihu bhavatyeva. It is compulsory, so it has to be ganeshaha. You cannot keep it separate as gana isha. So we should compulsorily know the rules of sandhi to make sure that we combine the different words correctly. Okay. And samastapada vibhakti utpattih, ka vibhakti bhavet. Finally you have to add a vibhakti to the samasa. So which is the vibhakti and what is the karya, what will be the rupa? So sita pati ityasti chaturthi vibhakto kim rupam. What is the rupa of sita pati? Chaturthi ekavachana. सीतापत्ये और सीतापतये, पतये पतिशब्द, पतिशब्द से केवलस्य पतिशब्द से पत्ये इति रूपम्, किन्तु समासे तु सीतापतये हरये इति वत् पतये इति भवति। सो यु शुड् नो वाट् इस् द विभक्ति एण्ड् वाट् इस् द फार्म् द नाम द नामपदप्रकरण टु नो विच् इस् द रैट् फार्म्। ओके, सो आल् दीस् आर् इन्वाल्ड् इन् द समास, दट् इस् वन् अ समास इस् कम्प्लीट्। सो जस्ट् जायिन् सीतायाः पतिः सीतापति, इट् इस् नाट् अ पद येट् एण्ड् यु के नाट् यूस् सम्थिङ्ग् विच् इस् नाट् अ पद, सो इट् गो टिल् द एण्ड्। सो आल् दीस् आर् थिङ्ग्, फस्ट् थिङ्ग् what is there a chapter that uses the samasa, second thing which is the one which comes first, purvapadasya nirnayaha tataha lingadi nirnayaha, samase linga nirnayaha, purvapadasya vishesha karyani, uttarapadasya vishesha karyani, sandhi pravrutini karyani, samastapada vibhakti utpattihi. So all these at least till the uttarapada vishesha are covered in the samasa prakarana. If you look at the entire thing, starting from Vibhava till the end of Samasanta and Sarva Samasa Shesha. So Samasa Prakarana of the Siddhanta Kaumudi will cover all the Samasa Vidhayaka Shastras. It will also cover Purvapada Niyamaha, Linga Vachana Visheshaha Api Uchyante, Purvapada Visheshaha, Uttarapada Visheshaha, Sarve Uchyante. The only thing is Sandhi will not be told because Sandhi Prakaranam Purvameva Adhitam. Vibhakti Visheyepi Nochyate Etohi विभक्तिः अर्थात् सुबन्धप्रकरणमपि पूर्वमेव अधीतम्। सो द लास्ट् टु sections will not be covered in the Samasa Prakarana because they have already been covered in the Siddhanta Kaumudi. The rest is what is the subject matter of the Samasa Prakarana of the Kaumudi. So there is also something, some basic thing to be known about a Vigraha Vakya. Vigraha, Pratyartha Avabodhakam, Vakya Vigraha. So Vigraha is of two kinds, what we call a Svapada Vigraha and an Asvapada Vigraha. So Vigraha, Vedha Bhavitam Arhati. Yatra Samasa Ghatakaihi Padaihi Eva Samasasya Arthaha Varniyate, Tatra Svapada Vigraha. Samasa Ghataka Pada Sahitam Vakyam. Where the Vigraha emerges only those words which are also involved in the samasa. Sita yaha patihi, sita patihi. Sita pati iti padadvayam samase shruyate. Vigraha iti tadeva padadvayam shruyate. Sita pati, sita yaha patihi. Svo pada vigraha. Samasasya svo pada iti. The same words which are used in the samasa, they are used to explain the meaning. Because you add the vibhakti and you explain the meaning, then it becomes a svapada vigraha. There are also cases asvapada vigraha. So there are words other than those involved in the samasa which are used to explain the samasa. Samasa ghataka padani vihaya padantarena. Padantareva yatra samasasya artha varanyate. Samasa ghataka pada rahitam vakyam. Where the padas of the samasa do not take place. Krishnasya samipam upakrishnam iti avibhava samasa. Samase upa krishna iti padadvayam shruyate. Upa iti avyayam krishna iti padam shruyate. Kintu vigraha vakye krishnasya samipam, samipa shabdaha uchyate. Natu krishnasya upa. You cannot make a vigraha saying krishnasya upa. Thus it does not convey the meaning. Pratyarthasya avodhaha na bhavati. Atayeva bhinnaihi padaihi vigraha yatra kriyate. Tatra asvapada vigraha. So this is also seen in some other cases. Wherever we have asvapada vigraha, we call it a nitya samasa. Again, so the samasa is compulsory because it is only the samasa which can convey the meaning, the special meaning. Upakrishnam iti samasena krishnasya sanghipam ityartha bodhyate. Kintu krishnasya upa iti vigraha yadi kriyate tarhi tena vyasta prayogena saha arthaha na gamyate. So there is a speciality of the samasa. It is only the samasa which is capable of conveying that meaning. We cannot use the vigraha to convey the meaning. That is why we use some other word to convey that meaning. And this samasa is called a nitya samasa. You cannot split the samasa by the same word. So pada vigraha na shakyate. So it's a compulsory samasa. To indicate the meaning of that samasa, we add the vigraha called krishnasya samipam. This does not mean that the samasa is between Krishna and samipa. Okay, it is not between the words Krishna and Samipa. So Vigraha is totally different, Samasa is totally different. Because we need to understand the vritti, we are using a Vigraha, which is something other than the words which are used in the vritti. Okay, so Asvapada Vigraha, Nitya Samasa. Likewise, we see the Upapada Samasa, that is also what we call the Nitya Samasa. Kumbham Karoti, Kumbhakaraha. You cannot say Kumbhasya Karaha, Kumbhakaraha iti na bhavati. Kumbham karoti iti asvapada vigraha. Yato hi karoti iti padam kumbhakara ityatra nasti. Asvapada vigraha nitya samasaha. So now coming to just a brief classification of samasa. Samasaha. Kevala samasaha, vishesha samasaha iti dvedha. Okay, there are two kinds where there is a special name which is given to a samasa. We call it as a vishesha samasa. Where there is it's just a samasa which does not carry a particular name, we call it as a Kevala Samasa. Okay? So examples of Kevala Samasa we already saw. Khadata Modata, Ehiyavam, there are such Bhuta Purva, etc. So they are all called Kevala Samasa because in the Vadathaviva is not an Etya Samasa. Is it a nitya samasa? No. The samasa itself is there optional. Idena saha samasaha vibhakti lopasya shivartikena samasaha kriyate. Is it tatra nitya samasaha iti? Surprising. I look it up. I'm not sure at all about this. Because, I mean, the Vagathaviva Tata Samasaha Bhavativana Vaishyatraiva Matabhedaha Santi Yadi Samasaha Tati Nitya Samasaha Drishva Vata. What basis he calls it a Samasaha. Okay, so Kevala Samasaha, yes sir. What we mean is, Paninihi Adhikare, for example, Abhinibhavasya Adhikara Hasti, Tasmin Adhikare, Eya Samasaha Proktaha, Te Sarve Abhinibhavaha Iti Katshante. Eva Meva Tatpurusha Adhikaraha, Dvandva Adhikaraha, Bahubrinsh Adhikaraha. So Samasas which fall outside the purview of any of these Adhikaras will be called Kevala Samasas. They do not have any special name, okay, but they are Samasas. Whereas Vishesha Samasas are of four kinds. Vaktadhyayam, Chaturtha Samasaha, Upajyate, Abhinibhavaha, Tatpurushaha, Bahubrihihi, Dvandvaha. So these are the four Adhikaras which are in Vaktadhyayi. So you cannot define each of these, it is just an Adhikara which runs. Abhinibhava Samasaha, Tatpurusha Samasaha, Bahubrihihi, Dvandvaha. Tatra Antarbhedaha Santi. Abhinibhave Arthamanukritya, Rayastrimshadhyedaha uchyante. 33 kinds of Abhinibhava depending on the meaning. Okay. So the first sutra itself, Abhyayam, Vipakti, Sanipa, Samdhati, Vritti, etc. They have a lot of meanings which are intended and there are other kinds. Tatpurushe, Samanya Tatpurushaha, Arthate, Vidhiya, Tritiya, Chatutti, Ityadayaha Santi. Karmadhayaha, Tatpurushasya, Antarbhedaha. Tatpurushaha, Samanadhikaranaha, Karmadhayaha. The Tatpurusha, where both the words are in the same vibhakti, is called Karmadharaya. So Karmadharaya is not a separate type, so it is a sub-type of Tatpurusha. Evam eva jiguhu, sankhya purvaha jiguhu. Yatra Tatpurusha sankhya vachakam purvapadam bhavati saha jiguhu. So it is also not a different kind. Nai prabhateha, there is nai samasaha, upapada samasaha, pradi samasaha, gati samasaha. So all these fall under the adhikara of Tatpurusha. So they are all basically Tatpurusha samasa. So they just have some special names depending on the components. So Bahubrihavati, Samanyaha Asti, Visheshaha Asti. Okay, Samanyaha, there is Vidhiyartha, Sudhiyartha, etc. And there are special kinds of Bahubrihi samasa. So Dvandve, Itaretaraha, Samaharaha, it is Vaivikhyam. Samahara Dvandvaha, Itaretara Dvandvaha. So these are the different categories in which samasas are studied. Okay. So till the Nai Prabhateya, covered somewhere till the half of the Nai Prabhateya. Right? First year, they have done the Kevala Samasa, Sahasupayati Samasaha, Vartikani Santi, Vishesha Samashesha, Abhinibhavasya Sarvepi Bhedaha Adhitaha, Tatpurushe Anne Sarvepi Adhitaha, Nai Samasaha Adhitaha, Tu Samasaha Adhitaha, Tu Gati Pradayaha, Pradi Samasaha, Gati Samasaha, Tu Samasaha, Tavat Pariyantam Adhitam, Upapada Samasaha, Tadarabhya Adhyetabhya. So Bahuvrihi and Dvandva, all these will be covered in this year. There is something called Ekashesha, it's already in, it is not a Samasa. Ekashesha is a Samasaha Nana, Bhinna Vritti. Vritti Panchake Ekashesha Syaase Antarbhavaha Vritti. So Dvandva Samasasya Apavadaha, it is an exception to Dvandva. Mata cha pita cha chate, mata pitaro iti bhave Dvandve, yatha Ramakrishnaha, Ramakrishnau, tatha mata pitaro iti bhave, kintu prayome kevalam pitri shabdaha shruyate iti krutva, eka sheshaha, eka se shabdasya sheshaha, tatha pitaro iti bhavati. Evam bhata cha swata cha, brother and sister, together known as dhataro. Hamsascha hamsincha hamsau. So I am ekashesha. So upapada samasa, as I said, is in nai prabhatayaha. There are nai and other samasas. It is under the nai prabhatayaha. There is nai, gati, hu, paradi, etc. So ekashesha is a separate prakarana, which is also studied. We are also studying ekashesha under the syllabus. So ekasheshaha ityasti. Aluksamasaha, aluksamasa prakaranam ityasti asti. Ayam prithak samasaha na, it is not a special kind which is other than the. Among the samasas itself, samase krute, tatpurusheva bahuvrihau va krute, We already saw samanyatah kim bhavati purvottara padayoho vibhakti hi lukyate. The vibhakti on both the purvapada and the uttarapada is deleted. So kvachita purvapadasya vibhaktehe lopaha na bhakti. Shokat muktaha panchami tatpurusha samasaha. Okay, it is a tatpurusha samasa. Shoka mukta ityasti. Tatra purvapadasya shokat ityasya vibhakti pratyayasya lopaha na bhavati. A dukh. Subodhata pratiparikayoho ityanena luk. Luk is nothing but lopa. Pratyayasya luk shlu lupaha. Pratyayasya lopaha eva luk iti abhihiyate. Subodhata pratiparikayoho ityanena samanyataha purvottarapadayoho vibhakti lukyate. Yatra luk na bhavati. Tadeva aluk. Na luk aluk. So where there is no lopa of the pratyaya, it's commonly on the purvapada. Okay, so that is what we call the aluk samasa, aluk uttarapade, uttarapade pare, purvapadasya vibhaktehe lopaha na bhavati, purvapadasya aluk bhavati. So tadeva aluk samasa. So it is not a separate category. So there are special sutras which give, there are certain sutras which give aluk. So samasa will fall into one of the four categories, but since there is a special rupa, the form is different, it is treated as a separate prakarana in the aluk samasa. Atmane padam ityasti. Atmane padam, atmane iti chaturthi vibhaktihi, chaturthyantam padashabdena samasyate. Tatra atmane iti chaturthi vibhaktehe lopaha nasti. Atmane padam ityeva rupam. So that is an example of this. So you have, that is chaturthi tatpurusha. Samasa is still chaturthi tatpurusha. It is not, I mean, you cannot just say it is an aluk samasa. Chaturthi tatpurusha. Tatra chaturthi vibhaktehe aluk. Yudhi sthiraha. Yudhi sthiraha. Tatra saptamyaha aluk. So bahuvrihau bhavati kante kalaha ityasyate, bahuvrihau aluk drishyate. Vanecharaha upapada samase aluk drishyate. So nitya samasa we just saw, it is also not a separate samasa. There are several cases where he gives avyayam vibhakti ityadivihi chaturbhihi sutraihi. Okay, so there is vibhasha, that is the key point. There is a vibhasha adhikara which starts in the first part of the second chapter, avyayi bhavaha, avyayam vibhakti ityadi sutrani samapya, ekadasham sutram vibhasha. So what this sutra does is, it makes all samasas as optional. All samasas which follow after that are vibhasha, mahavibhasha. Ataha sarvatra samaseshu vigraha bhavati, samasaha api bhavitam arhati. Tatak purvam avyayam vibhakti samipa ityadivihi chaturbhihi sutraihi nitya samasaha. It is a compulsory samasa. So anyatra api, even in other cases where there is a samya, if there is a samasa in samya, okay, if the samasa is a name, so then we cannot separate it. So tatra nitya samasaha, upapada samasa nitya samasaha ityadayah drishyate. So nitya samase prayena atvapada vigraha iti niyamaha. There was one question which was raised, which I looked it up and answered. So asamartha samasaha ityapi asti kvachit. This is not this. So we already saw samartha padavihi. Yatra parasparayohu samarthyam bhavati, paraspara anitayohu subantayohu, tatraiva samasaha kriyate. Kintu kvachit, anvaya bhavevi samasaha drishyate. A very very rare case, but it is still there. Asuryam pachyaha rajadaraha iti prayogaha. Rajadaraha, the wife of the king, asuryam pachyaha, asuryam na pachyanti. They are so well protected that they do not even see the sunlight. That is, they are not exposed at any time. Ityarthe asuryam pachyaha iti. Suryam na pachyanti. Satra nayaha pachyanti iti kriyaya saha nayaha. Right? So the nai there is related to the pachyanti. They do not see. It is not that asuryam pachyanti. It is not that they see something other than the surya. They do not see the sun. So na ityasya pachyanti ityanena avyayaha anvayaha na tu surya shabdena. Tathapi surya shabdena saha samasaha drishyate asuryam pachyaha iti ayameva asamartha samasaha iti uchyate. So we come across that term sometimes. So where it is where there is no samarthya, we still have a samasa as a very extremely rare case. This is because of certain, Pali himself gives certain indications of such samasas. So they happen only in those cases. samasarthaha. You have two words, okay? Prayena dvayoha samasaha iti uttasvata padadvayam tu bhavateva purvapadam uttarapadam iti. Purvapadasya sviyaha arthaha kasya bhavati uttarapadasya tathad arthaha bhavati. Among these, kvacit purvapadarthasya pradhanyam, kvacit uttarapadarthasya. So we see that once we do the samasa will come in a separate special meaning, which is ekarthi bhavaha bhavateva. Tathapi, kvacit purvapadarthasya pradhanyam drishyate, kvacit uttarapadarthasya pradhanyam. So how do we decide what is pradhana? Pradhanyam namakim. Kriyaya saha anvayaha pradhanyam. So that which is directly related with the kriya is called pradhana. Because, I mean, in Vyakarana Siddhanta, kriya eva pradhanam, vyaparasya eva pradhanyam. Tena vyaparena saha yasya padarthasya anvayaha, sakshat anvayaha bhavati, sa pradhanam ityuchyate. Rajaputraha gacchati. Rajyaha putraha gacchati. Rajan iti padasya bhinnaha arthaha, putra shabdasya arthaha. Gamana kriyayam kasya anvayaha. Is it the king who goes or the son who goes? Rajaputraha gacchati ityukte. Putra shabdasya eva gamana kriyayam anvayaha, natu rajyaha. Saksha rajyaha anvayaha nasti. The king might not go, he must stay. Rajaputraha gacchati ityukte. Putra eva gacchati natu raja. Ataha putrapadarthasya pradhanyam. This is what we call the pradhanya. So based on this, samasas are, we define the samasa, prayaha putrapadartha pradhanaha tatpushaha. Mostly, so the praya is the keyword there. This is not a compulsory niyama. Okay? So prayaha, in most of the cases, putrapadartha pradhanaha tatpushaha. So uttarapadasya arthaha kriyaya anvitaha bhavati. Yatha rajaputraha gacchati tatpurushaha putra shabdasya kriyaya anvayaha. Evam anyatrapi. Okay, in most tatpurushas you can see that the uttarapadartha which is being related to the kriya. Prayaha anyapadartha pradhanaha bahuvrihihu. So bahuvrihau samasa aghatakasya anyasya padasya arthaha kriyaya anvitaha bhavati. Se pitam ambaram yasyasaha pitambaraha agacchati. So it is not the color, the yellow color which is coming, not the cloth which is coming. Somebody who wears that yellow cloth. Pitambaradhari anyaha kachiti agacchati. Ataha anya padasya pradhanaha nama samasa aghatakani yani padani. Tadvihaya anya padarthasya kriyayaha anvayaha. So mostly bahuvrihi is anya padartha pradhana. That is why we use the yasya saha. Okay, this is not an aspapara vigraha. Pitam ambaram ityeva. Yasya saha ityanena anya padarthasya. So he who has or he who owns this pita ambara. Okay, so that is just to indicate the anya padartha. Prayaha ubhaya padartha pradhanaha dvandvaha. Dvandva, mostly we see that both or all, if there are more than one word, all of them are involved in the kriya. So Rama Lakshmanau Gacchataha Dipte, Ramasyapi Gamana Kriya Anvayaha Drishyate, Lakshmanasyapi Drishyate. So because of this, it is Ubhaya Padartha Pradhana. Agyayi Bhavaha Purva Padartha Pradhana. Mostly in an Agyayi Bhava, we see that it is the meaning of the Purva Pada, which is important. Krishnasya Samipam Upakrishnam. So, Krishne iti Adhikrishnam ityadishu. So, there the Avyaya Upa conveys the meaning of Samipa. The Avyaya Adhi conveys the meaning of the Vibhaktyartha in Krishna, Adhikrishnam. Krishnera Saha, Sakrishnam, along with Krishna. So, it is not just Krishna which is important. In all these cases, we have Krishna. Into Krishnasya Pradhanyam, Krishnasya Samipeva, Krishneva, Krishnera Sahava. It is that which is important because that is that which is modified. Okay. So Krishna is a common factor in all these. But the meaning is different depending on the meaning of the Puropada. That is why Puropada Pradhanaha Avyayi Bhavaha. And the most important factor, prayikaha niyamaha. These are the ones which have been told in the Mahabhashya. Panijina nochyante, kintu Mahabhashya eta ruchyate. Prayena purapadartha pradhanaha veibhavaha ityadayaha. And it is always general. It's a general rule. There are exceptions. For example, Krishna atikrantaha, atikrishnaha, him who excels Krishna. Tatra Krishna padarthasya pradhanyamna atikrishnaha agachati ityukte Krishnaha na gachati. Krishnam yaha atikrantaha sa gachati. Ataha ati shabdasya pradhanyam, ati padarthasya pradhanyam, pura padartha pradhanaha tatpurushaha drishyate. Dvauva trayova jitraha, so two or three ityukte Uhaya padartha pradhanaha bahuvrihi drishyate. This is also seen in case of abhivibhava. So there are cases where you see that there is not pura padartha pradhana. So this is about the basics of samasa, the basic concepts which we need to know before we move on into the samasa. Any questions? Yes. Make only the sorry, I did not get your question. Samastapada is the pada after we add the vibhakti again. Okay, so we initially we delete the pratyaya, but there is a vibhava pada, supratyaya which is added on the samasa. I mean, once you combine the two words, you add a pada, then only we use it. So that is what we call the samastapada. Sita patihi iti samastam padamapi, because it has a supratyaya of its own. Okay, since it becomes a pratyaparika, we add a supratyaya and then it becomes a samastapada. So he says the samasa is a pratipadika. That is the sutra which says it is a says that a samasa will become a pratipadika. Samasa, once you have the sita yaha patihi, you delete the pratyaya, there is sita pati, so that is a samasa. So samasasya, siddhatira samasasya ityanena pratipadikatvam. That is what Panini is referring to. So once you combine them, it becomes a pratipadika. Once it becomes a pratipadika, we add the supratyaya and we make it a pada, so we refer it to as a samasta pada. Okay. So the samasa is actually the pratipadika itself. Yes, depending on the meaning, it can take on all, on the 21 subjects. Any other questions? No. Nitya Samasa, that is a compulsory Nitya Samasa. Before the Mahavibhasa, because it is before the Mahavibhasa, those four sutras of Avivibhava come, I mean, are Nitya Samasa. Because they are before the Vibhasa Adhikara. But even under the Vibhasa Adhikara, as I said, there are certain cases where the samasa is compulsory. If the samasa is samya, it is a nitya samasa. Anupapata samasa is a nitya samasa itself. Okay? It is not only in Avivibhava. Even in Tatpurusha, upapata samasa is a Tatpurusha. It is a nitya samasa. That is, happens in all other cases also. Basically, the meaning of nitya samasa is that the वर्ड इज सेपरेटेड कैन नॉट कन्वे द मीनिंग. कैसे कुंभ से अकार सहार्थ न बोध्यते. इट इज द शब्द शक्ति. द वर्ड व्हेन सेपरेटेड डू नॉट हैव द कैपेसिटी टू कन्वे द मीनिंग. That is what, that is why there is a Nitya Samasa. The meaning intended is conveyed only when they are part of the Samasa and not when they are separated. So that is why we do something else to explain that Samasa. Yes? So there is a special sutra for that Vyakarana. I forgot the sutra. Vyakarana Akshayam. Vyakarana Akshayam Chatukshaha. Chatukshaha Aluk. The Chatukshyanta is not there. The Chatukshya Vakti is not deleted and it refers to a technical term of Vyakarana. So Parasmai Padam and Atmane Padam are both derived from that. The Samasa itself is done because of the Sutra. The Sutra may have Pramanam, Yapakam Tadisha Samasa Bhagati. So there is a special Sutra for that. Vyakarana Akshayam Chatukshya. So in the next class, we will do a quick recap of what has been covered in Samasa Prakarana so far. It's a very quick recap of just what has all been studied. And then we'll start with Upapada Samasa. Munitra Namaskritya Tadasti Sriha Gita Vyakarana Siddhanta Kaumudiyam Nirasyate.